You're listening to All News All Morning on the Muthaloods News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. The Frank Soldell Super Bowl Breakfast takes place this Sunday morning at the Muthaloods Fairgrounds in Sonora. Joining us in the studio as our newsmaker of the day, Scott Berry, chairperson for the Super Bowl Breakfast, joined by his assistant, Nathan Monroe. Good morning, Scott and Nathan.
How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing well. First off, Scott, Frank Soldell himself passed away 20 years ago. Who was he for those of us who did not know this man?
He was a person that had a big heart, big soul, and helped every kind of organization that he could help. I believe he came up here in the late 60s, and whenever someone needed a meal to be cooked, you called Frank.
Could he have imagined what a huge tradition that this breakfast has turned into?
He's looking down, so I think he knows.
And this is a fundraiser for the Sonora 49er Rotary, so what does the Rotary Club itself do?
Well, the Rotary Club itself, we're a nonprofit organization that helps people in the county. We do lots of different things. The money that we raise for this fundraiser goes for dictionaries, scholarships, and then we have a swim program for Josh the Otter.
There's a lot of people who are listening right now who have never attended this. So what does the breakfast itself consist of?
The breakfast itself consists of a 3-egg omelet, a croissant, a fruit cup, and you get your choice of, I believe, coffee, tea, milk, or orange juice. We do have a bar that's open. You can get a screwdriver, gin fizz, mimosa, beer, and there's other kind of drinks that the bartenders have that they've made up along the last couple of years.
And when it comes to the breakfast itself, Nathan Monroe.
Yes.
What's your duty? What do you do?
I basically take care of all the condiments, the bell peppers, the mushroom, the ham, the olives and onions and cheese, and make sure everything's lined up. So the cooks, all they have to do is reach and grab and throw the ingredients on the omelet and go. And that's what I do. I manage that whole area and try to keep it in line as best I can.
And Scott, he flies in from Oklahoma for this annual tradition.
He lives and works in Oklahoma. He's a jet fueler, jet yes. airliner fueler.
Yes. I
guess that's the right term to use. He comes in every year, stays for about 5 or 6 days. We have an absolute ball. He helps me out. We watch the Super Bowl together, usually have a card game. It's a great, great time.
Nathan, you grew up in this area, so this must be an event that's near and dear to your heart for you to come back annually for this.
It really is. It's a labor of love for me. I thoroughly enjoy it. It brings me back to my childhood that I spent here in the surrounding Muthaloads area.
Scott, seating is arranged in the form of a football field. Can you explain that?
Correct. We've got 13 rows of 40 seats. They are decorated. This year we're going to do red. Tablecloths. We're going to have they alternate in colors of the teams down. We start with goal line and go all the way through 10, 20, 30, 40 down to X at the stage. And then we have the two team colors that are on the tables with crepe paper. And then we wrap the poles at the end. And that's what actually holds the advertising signs for the people that we contact prior to the event that donate money to help us with our cause.
Who makes all those banners that hang off the ceiling?
We do that Friday evening. We've got a group of Interact kids that come in and they paint the banners. There's a gentleman in the club that runs the bar, Tommy, and he and his father paint the two helmets. And then they also paint another banner that actually has Frank Soldell Super Bowl breakfast number. I think this is the 33rd annual. And they'll put that, those go back to back, and that hangs in the front of the building so people see that when they walk in.
People are encouraged to wear their favorite football jerseys, but you don't have to be a fan of football to attend this breakfast.
Nope, you can come dressed in whatever you want as long as you have clothes on. But you should wear your jersey if you have a favorite team. And it's kind of an event that has been around, like I said, 33 years, and that's the place to be Super Bowl Sunday.
And that you've got a large cast of volunteers helping out for this.
Yes, we've got the Interact Club. We've got people coming from Journey Church. We've got the culinary students coming from Columbia College. We've got the members of the 49er Rotary Club and Sunrise and the Sonora Club and Twain Hart. We also have past members, past presidents, spouses, kids, grandkids, neighbors, anybody that wants to come and help, we'll put you to work.
And it is a fundraiser for scholarships and dictionaries.
Yes, it is. And we also have a swim program for kindergartners that teaches water safety. We're able to buy those books, and then we go out into the community and give those out to the kindergartners.
Plenty of donated raffle items as well.
Yes, correct. We've got a ton of businesses. Eric Johnson, a member of our club, chairs that, and he gets all the prizes, and they're up on the stage where the MC is at. There's a raffle every 30 minutes. It's an awesome time.
This is a well-oiled machine. What's the largest challenge?
Trying to manage the food cost and to where we don't run out of anything, but we don't have a lot of stuff left over so that we can maximize our profit.
And speaking of, tickets are available at the door.
Yes, they are. They're $9 and $7 pre-sale, adult and children, and 10 and 8 at the door.
How do we get these pre-sale?
You can go call Sam Wheeler's office at 536-1218. You can go to Schnugg's. You can go to West America Bank, or you can see your friendly Rotarian.
What are the hours this Sunday?
7 a.m. to 11:30.
The weather, rain or shine?
Yeah, I've heard chance of rain Friday with a little snow on Saturday and Sunday. So if you live up above 4,000 feet, make sure you're ready to go, possibly chains on your vehicle to get out. And once you're down the highway, you should be good. But we want to be able to have a great event and serve as many people as we can.
It is a great event. I will see you there. Scott Berry, chairperson for the Frank Solel Super Bowl breakfast this Sunday morning. Nathan Monroe, thank you for flying in all the way from Oklahoma and being part of this annual tradition.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.